and welcome to another edition of In-House. I'm your host, Jeremy Peterson. I like to think a very interesting show coming up today as we introduce you to the music of Cordero, the band originally from Atlanta, formed in the late 90s, but they have since recorded in Tucson, Arizona with Hal Gelb, I believe, currently are based in New York City. Anyway, a new album out this week from Cordero called En Este Momento, and Cordero led by the whispered vocals of Annie Cordero, combining elements of traditional mariachi and, well, rock and roll. You might think Frida Kahlo in a Mexican disco, among other things. Interesting stuff from Cordero coming up on the show today. Also along the way, we'll get two selections from a new tribute album coming out to Will Oldham. Of course, he's also known as Bonnie Prince Billy. I Am a Cold Rock, I Am Dull Grass features several of his cuts done by the likes of Iron and Wine and Calexico. We'll hear from both of those bands. Speaking of Calexico, we'll also get to one from their new album that's coming out next month, called Garden Ruins. Interesting stuff as always from Tucson, Arizona's Calexico. Also new Nico Case to get to and more. It's on the way. Stay tuned. And indeed, it's a bit hard to classify the music of Cordero. Not really sure what to call it. It might be said they make music in that very obscure genre of indie Latin music, whatever that is. But that music's coming up. Stick around for that. They sing in both Spanish and English on the new album, Does Cordero. Kick it off today with music from Songs Ohio, the band that is now known as the Magnolia Electric Company. This goes back a couple years for them. I've been riding with the ghosts.
While you was gone, you must have done a lot of favors. You got a whole lot of things I don't think that you could ever have paid for. While you've been busy crying about my past mistakes, I've been busy trying to make a change. And now I made the change.
Door to door to see if there was someone who'd hold me.
Back in House now, the music of Cordero coming up on the show today. On Este Momento is their third overall full length. The first, though, for the wonderful Bloodshot Records label based in Chicago. Not an indie band per se. Nothing about their music really says indie rock, but well, you'll just have to see what you think of them. Interesting stuff as they combine the modern elements with traditional elements, does Cordero. That's coming up on the show today. Also get to a new tribute album to Will Oldham, the singer-songwriter, done by several bands taking part in that, including Iron and Wine, Calexico, and more. Well, forgive me if I gush about this album. The new Nico Case release, Fox Confessor, brings the flood. It really hits it on the head. She has finally, I think, realized her full potential. Very fine album from her. This one from it, it's John Saw That Number.
Oh, John the Baptist, oh, John Divine, leather harness round his life, his meat was locust and honey.
Go away. I lay down with a movie and I started to feel okay. But I heard the doorbell ringing, and I opened up to see my worries, they were waiting there for me. Now death, as you'd expect, it was all dressed up in black. Misfortune in her stockings and a curb upon her back. And a chorus of the lonely, and then a gospel rose, of course. They were singing by my Eminem divorce. It's a beautiful day. No, it's a horrible day. Maybe I will grin, but I won't bear. It's a beautiful day. No, it's a horrible day. And for the first time in my life, I just don't care.
Frank Black along with the Catholics, going back 3 years. Horrible Day, the name of the tune. And new stuff from Nico Case right before John saw that number, the gospel. Actually, that's an old gospel tune that she's reworked from Fox Confessor Brings the Flood, her recent release, and yet another artist playing the South by Southwest Festival in Austin this week. Well, a recent tribute album out to the singer-songwriter Will Oldham, also known as Bonnie Prince Billy, and of course it also has done work as a part of Palace Brothers, has had his hand in a lot of things over the years, very prolific artist. And actually, this started originally as a release in 2004, two discs worth, and now it's being reissued kind of with some of those songs, but also some new things included. The album is called I Am a Cold Rock, I Am Dull Grass, a tribute to Will Oldham. And we're going to get to selections from that today, including this one from Iron and Wine, their take on the tune We All Us Three Will Ride.
In a small, far room, the bed is set with trinkets all surrounding. Yet alone it rests, so dry it sets, with souls aside abiding. There moves legs warm and inside, no, no leg braces, a hello, and pictures on walls where paint is clean. my love has not forgotten. Will come, oh, he will come and make me have a baby. Then I foresee we all us three will ride in all together. The hills have eyes, their trees have lives, disjointed like a hero. No saga told, no things unfold to make the ride much finer. The length is fine, his hand in mine. Does someone hear our chatter? A lover's laugh, a bleeding cow, a dog out in the harbor.
I'm gonna ride on down to see you. Where are you going, riding boy? I'm gonna ride on down to see you. Where are you going, riding boy? All dressed up and with that look of joy. Where are you going, riding? Ride on down to see you. Who you gonna ride with, boy? I'm gonna bring my sister Lisa. Who you gonna ride with, boy? I'm gonna bring my sister Lisa. Who you gonna ride with, boy? All dressed up and with that look of joy. Who you gonna ride with, boy? I'm gonna bring my sister Lisa. Because I love my sister Lisa. I love my sister Lisa. I love my sister Lisa most of all. Don't you know that sinful boy? God is what I make of him. Don't you know that sinful boy, God is what I make of him. I'm long since dead and I live in hell. She's the only girl that I love. Well, we were raised together and together we fell. God is what I make of him. And all I have I give to
couple of selections there from the recent Will Oldham tribute album. Those are The Strugglers, the band from North Carolina, their version of the tune Writing. And right before Iron and Wine, unmistakably Iron and Wine, that lo-fi sound, we all us three will ride. Both of those Will Oldham tunes included on I Am a Cold Rock, I Am Dull Grass. And we'll be getting to the Calexico selection from this album a little bit later in the show. You're in-house, and of course, so you can find more of us online, and hence your radio experience at inhouseradio.blogspot.com. There are free MP3s there, as well as links, photos, and podcasting. You can listen over and over again for free if you really want to. All that and more, inhouseradio.blogspot.com. Cordero have a new album out this week. It's called Un Este Momento. We get to music from that when we come back in-house. Back in house now with a new album out this week from Cordero, the band now based in New York City, releasing their third full-length called Un Este Momento on the venerable Bloodshot Records label. Of course, that label notable for a lot of the indie and insurgent country it puts out. This one a little bit different than that, and a little bit different than most things you hear on the show every day from Cordero. They have elements of mariachi and traditional Latin beats, to be sure, but also definitely some world music sound in here, as well as the kind of indie roots stuff you might expect from the likes of Calexico, at times sounding kind of like Calexico fronted by Exene Zarinka from the band X. Nevertheless, we'll see what you think. We'll start with this one from Cordero. It's called Harden Me.
yo me quedé sin aire, los ojos aguados con el dolor. Y ahora es que tú, demonio, te atreves a venir a preguntar. ¿Por qué no te dirijo palabra? Y es que la piedra sigue encajada.
Two Sides of Cordero, though. Both songs coming from the new album, On Este Momento, the dark balladry and the danceable Latin rhythms. That tune called La Piedra, and the first one, Hard in Me, from Cordero, releasing their third album this week on Bloodshot Records. Here's one more now from the band, who are, by the way, led by Annie Cordero, obviously where the name comes from. This tune called Gone with a Gamble.
Thank you.
Well, it's music going back to last year from Mexico City-based artist Nortec Collective. Tengo La Voz, the name of the tune from the Tijuana Sessions Volume 3, out last year, as I said. And the last of three from Cordero right before Gone With A Gamble, the tune from On Este Momento, that new album out this week on Bloodshot Records. You're in house, where some underwriting support comes from the First National Bar in Old Town Pocatello, where it's a live DJ tonight and every Wednesday night beginning at 8. Later this week, it's their St. Patrick's Day party with specials, traditional Irish food, and more. It's the First National Bar at 233-1516. Stay tuned when we come back. New stuff from Calexico. Back now, and as I said, we will be getting to the Calexico contribution to the new Will Oldham tribute album. But before we do that, something else brand new from Calexico, as they have a new album out next month called Garden Ruins. This one from it, it's Roca.
Danza de la muerte. Made of wood. Whoa.
It's music from Bonnie Prince Billy himself from Sing's Greatest Palace Music, the country and western reworkings of some of his greatest hits, that version of I Am a Cinematographer, going back a couple years. We heard a couple from Calexico right before, their version of I Send My Love to You from the Will Oldham tribute album. And if you're following along, Will Oldham is also Bonnie Prince Billy, so there's that connection. And we also heard new music from Calexico's new album. It's called Garden Ruins, out in April. And the tune Roca and Calexico, of course, always peppering their music with traditional elements, as in that song. This is music from X.
Yeah.
Oh, Music Lesson is out today from Giant Sand. From their most recent album, goes back a couple of years. This tune called Flying Around the Sun at Remarkable Speed. And the Detroit Cobras right before I Want to Holler But the Town's Too Small from last year's Baby. That's going to do it for another edition of In-House. Underwriting support for the show comes from Port Neuf Valley Brewing in Pocatello, preparing for a St. Patrick's Day blowout with their Old Shillelagh Stout and Irish Gold. They're on tap at 615 South First Avenue here in Pocatello. The show's an independent production produced at the studios of KISU. My name is Jeremy Peterson. Join me same time, same house tomorrow. Stay tuned next for The World.